This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, we're at Chickies in South Philly. You know, the tournament is coming. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. Weather has been nice, no football, but we still bring you every Friday at 3:30, Tornado Shapiro, unfortunately. Hello, Tornado.
Hey, fella. Tornado Shapiro getting folks set for the weekend. We got Philly folks in Philly and Philly folks in Clearwater, Florida, getting ready for baseball. I just heard it. Play ball! Hit that music, son.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
I know you're asking if people are fired up. I'm ready for the Phils. First pitch tonight, 6:35. It'll be 80 degrees and sunny at George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa.
Wow.
Big George. You know, the boss was very much like myself, a hands-on kind of guy. Tactile fella. Poor George is probably rolling over in his grave right now that the Yankees rescinded their facial hair rule. You know, George liked it clean-shaven all the way, up and down, front and back, no scruff.
Oh, no.
No landing strips, no carpet at all, like... Shiny and clean like linoleum. You like a linoleum floor, don't you?
I do.
You know, George wouldn't even allow any bush in Yankee Stadium at Monument Park. That's the truth. There's barely any trim at all in there. Imagine that. Ruth, Gehrig, even Mickey Mantle. No trim for you!
Okay.
When I was at the WWFMU 91.1 FM Jersey City, we did Yankee forecasts all the time. My motto was, if there's grass on the infield, play ball.
Okay.
Turns out George was ahead of his time. You know, the 1970s, it was untamed bushes were running wild.
No, yes. On the field.
George never trusted a man with too much hair. George liked to see the pure pink of a man's face. Len Merkin's ruined all that.
Okay, all right. We know what a Merkin is.
Kendrick Merkins was a Yankee reliever in the mid-70s. Right. He had a big, bushy beard, thick and nasty. It was like Ridley Creek State Park in there. Then Catfish Hunter discovered it wasn't a real beard.
Okay.
So tonight, a beautiful night for baseball. Wind out of the south, 10 miles an hour, but fragrant. You know, that was the same year the Yankees had a player by the name of Bearded Bobby Beaver. George insisted he shave immediately. Ah, it was a different time, a different game. You know what? The Cold Tide Cobb's girlfriend?
Nope.
The Georgia Peach Fuzz.
No.
Of course, Cobb was famous for charging the mound. Wouldn't you like to? You know, I was with George the night he saved the state of Florida. We drove up to the Herbert Hoover Dyke. It was me, Ike, Jorge Posada, El Duque, and Melissa Etheridge.
Okay.
We're all up in the dyke.
All right, okay. No.
We looked out the window and Spike Eskin is doing push-ups on the side of the road. Sets of 50.
That's right, five of them.
All of a sudden, the dyke springs a leak. The old man put his finger in the leaking
dyke. All right. Okay. That's enough of that one.
As the legend goes, you know the rest of it.
Yeah.
But I love spring training.
Yeah.
You know, I worked at Tampa, WWPNA, with Flossie Fun Bags, Healthy Gal. I'm pretty sure they named the grapefruit league after her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Same station had a traffic girl by the name of Donna Diamond. You know, Donna loved baseball. She was an expert at choking up on the bat and tickling the rosin bag. Yeah. You ever wonder how Chuck Knobloch got his name?
I did not. I have not ever wondered that. Can you please give us the forecast?
It's going to be a nice weekend in Philly. Saturday and Sunday, sunny with clouds. Could get some rain later, but maybe nothing at all. I give it a 50-50 shot at the pre-sip. In other words, pack a slicker, don't take a chance, save your family. Mother Nature may just sprinkle the infield a little bit, but it'll never hurt you. Stay safe, friends. Outgoing music, please. You've had enough time.
Yeah. There is no outro music.
Wow.
Yeah, that was – he gets a little
– that was a rough one.
Gets a little further closer to the edge every single time. Every single time. Makes me very nervous.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you still believe in the Phillies as World Series contenders? 59.3% say yes. 215-592-9494. Nick in Princeton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
I was about to say, I really love your show, but that might have been the worst thing I've ever heard on the radio.
Well, I disagree.
But hey, anyway, I am very excited about the Phillies. You know, at the start of the offseason, I really was not, especially with how everybody was talking end of the year, saying that they don't chase, especially what Dombrowski said the other week, saying that, you know,
that's baseball.
One of the best with regards to chase, middle of the pack, something like that.
Oh, yeah. And he, by the way, he brought that up after the playoffs as well.
Like, multiple times. Yeah. Brought it up.
You know, that is – hang on a second, Nick. Like, he's got a little bit of Kapler to him, a little bit of well, actually, you know, like a little bit of let me tell you what it's really going on. Now, he's a smart guy, and it's impossible to do interviews and not say that the things that you know. And I'm sure there is something to the chasing that is a little bit more perception than reality. But come on, man.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Read the room.
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with everything you're saying. The thing that sealed it for me was just the next series. The Mets, I think, walked more runners than any other postseason series in history. So if the Phillies just were able to lay off, you know, maybe we could have had a chance in that series. But anyway, nonetheless, now I am very excited, especially with this new lineup. I'm excited to see what the offense looks like with Schwarber behind Harper, two behind Harper, just because I feel like Harper's never had any real protection behind him. And,
yeah, I mean, Harper at two is pretty awesome. You know, if those guys produce behind him, I think getting him more at-bats, but also, to your point, getting him that protection. To a certain extent, the lineup stuff is a little bit of doesn't matter that much, but I think this at least makes sense.
Well, and him getting towards the top of the lineup just matters more.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, if nothing else, him moving up and getting him more at-bats, I think, matters, yes.
And, you know, I thought Schwarber was a great leadoff hitter, but I think it's going to be better if Harper has more chances to drive in runs. And, you know, lastly, I think the most important thing for the offense is that Trey Turner needs to get on base, you know. We're all really excited to have him here a couple years ago. He needs to stop swinging for the fences. If he gets on base in front of Harper, Boehm, and Schwarber, we're going to score some runs. So,
hi, Nick. Why don't you give it for next question today? Why don't you give us your go-to Brit?
So I'm going to go with James Bond, Daniel Craig.
Oh, Daniel Craig's a good Brit. That's a good Brit. Yeah,
I think he's like my Daniel generation's Craig. Bond.
I
think he's done a good job. What was the? There's one that I really, really liked. They turned into the video game.
He's the only one I didn't really get into.
Oh, really? You didn't like Daniel Craig?
Timothy Dalton is the worst one.
He is the worst one, by far, yes. I think everyone agrees that Timothy Dalton was the worst one. Yeah. Jack, do you think, then we'll get to High Hope Shacky Baseball Report. Uh-huh. How much do you think the lineup stuff actually matters?
Well, it matters. Having your best players at the top, I think, legitimately matters. I think there's three things that matter. One, getting your best players more at bats. Bryce, that's the case for Bryce batting leadoff, is more impact at bats and gets more at bats. I think getting Bryce legitimate protection behind him actually does matter, because I do think that's the thing that sunk him in 2022 and 2023. Last year, not so much. Like, I think the whole offense kind of sucked last year. But what happened in 23 is that they just started pitching around him, and he got one pitch to swing at every single at bat, because they didn't believe that Bohm could beat him, and they didn't believe that Castellanos could beat him. So they let Harper basically take his base. So I think it matters from that standpoint of having some protection for Bryce. And the final thing is, I do think that it does give you a chance of getting a better version of Trey Turner. Like, I think he's going to see more pitches. And he said with us that it's probably going to lead him to not swing at as many first pitches, which is important.
Yeah, you know, I think it's good for him.
I know he has two hits this spring, but he has seen more pitches. So I think it could be a good thing from that standpoint.
See, the thing for me, I would wonder is, how's this going to impact Schwarber at four? Like the other three guys, I'm okay with. I see that there, but I wonder, with Schwarber being in that four hole, is he really comfortable being there? Right? Does he really enjoy hitting there?
Well, and he doesn't get the protection that he got before.
He's going to get probably Castellanos behind him, right? And then you go Stott, JT.
Something like that.
I'm just sticking with your left-righty thing. Uh-huh. Yep. Even I could put a lineup together if I'm just going lefty-righty.
There it is.
Right?
There it is.
I'm just saying. Yep. But Schwarber would be the one that I would be keeping my eye on, because that's really why they went back to him hitting leadoff. Because when he was in the four hole, he was not hitting.
Well, but they also weren't playing very well. And
I know, but I don't think he wanted to ever get out of the leadoff spot.
Maybe.
That year.
The other
Didn't
thing.
Did he call Trey when he signed? To
talk about the leadoff?
Yeah.
Trey led off that year, 15 games.
Yeah
15 whole
now,
games.
Now, they were talking about this in the morning show. Do you think that they're going to give it a long leash, or is it going to be a short leash?
That's what I'm talking about. And that's going to depend on, see, if Schwarber is hitting well there and driving in runs, I don't see why you change the lineup. You may as well stick with it.
You have to.
Right?
I think Schwarber is the key. I think if Schwarber can produce –
football guy tell you.
Yeah, if Schwarber can produce at four, I think they'll give Trey a longer leash. The other thing it does, as good as the home runs to start the games are, I think on some level, it probably prevents the team from getting into a rhythm.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In that your leadoff guy, first of all, isn't a first to third guy on a single. He's not a second to home guy on a single.
He was a little spry last year.
You know what I mean, though. I mean, I do think on some level it forces everyone else to be the kind of hitter that we want them to be if there's a guy on base.
You think there could be emotional letdown after the leadoff home run, you know?
Well, I think it's possible.
It happened in the Mets game, game one.
It did.
Yeah, because, like, listen, they're fourth in baseball in first inning runs last year. Like, there wasn't a problem scoring in the
right.
first inning.
No.
Right. And yeah. I just think that a lineup change, listen, you tried for a couple years. I know it was unorthodox, but it was – If you're not going to change the players, you're not going to change the manager. You got to change something. So
right.
It's coming up small.
I'm good with the lineup change.
I do wonder how long they give it. They were making it seem like, and this is the morning show, like they're only going to give it 2 weeks because the division's so tough. I think this is a June.
Yeah, if you're only going to do it 2 weeks, what's the point of doing it?
What's the point? There's a 0%. There's no point.
Yep.
You got to be fair to the guy up there and let him get used to seeing. Like, you got to give Trey an opportunity to work his way through this.
Let's dig a little deeper on the Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, quick news and notes. And we're always on Bryce Harper First Base Watch. Will he stay there? More comments to Todd Zielecki.
Really?
Talking about
Bryce.
From Bryce.
I know what this is. Okay, go ahead.
Is this laying the groundwork? Could be laying the groundwork for this offseason. So here's what Bryce said. I don't want to sit here and say they can never come to me. They've told me multiple times, you're our first baseman. They've told you guys multiple times. But if they were to come to me and say, hey, we're going to get this guy at the deadline, or the best thing for us is for you to move out there for a half year or a year, I would do it. Obviously, I love playing first base. It's been great. I think I have the trust in my teammates to play there too. But obviously, if there's a guy in the market that they want to go get at the deadline and I'm the easiest one to move back, I'm in. The main goal is to win the World Series. Now, that's a little different than signing Vlad Guerrero to
a five-year or an eight-year deal.
Right.
And he's back in right field permanently.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Hmm. Half year, maybe a little different.
Well, it has to. I think that they should extend Schwarber, but the Vlad Guerrero thing has to go into the calculus of that. Because even if you put Guerrero at first, you feel like eventually he's going to be
a DH.
Yeah. So if you don't re-sign Schwarber, then it gives you the option of signing Vlad and putting him at DH and not worrying about moving Bryce. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think Bryce wants to be in the outfield for 4 more years.
No, and he talked more about how, like, you know, like being in the dirt, like being in the infield. He wants to win a gold glove as a first baseman.
Should have won one last year.
Yeah. Well, why don't you win something else first?
Well, hold on. we're stacking resumes.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. Stacking resumes.
You're in the Hall of Fame. Relax.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought it was interesting. You know, they could get Vlad Guerrero with the deadline, too, you know?
Right.
And that's a half year, and that's their all-in move.
Yeah, but does he re-sign?
Yeah, that's the.
I think they make the. You have to make the trade knowing that there's a real possibility he doesn't.
No, would you do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends what it costs.
Player.
Yeah.
What do you expect the cost to be? Pretty high, right?
Now he's a rental, so that would help.
Okay,
that would help.
Yeah,
I don't think
the cost for Soto was not exorbitant, and they got a whole season out of him with the Yankees.
They did give up Michael King, who turned out to be one of the best pitchers in the NL. Either way, it's just. I'm Painter and Miller.
Right. That's what you know. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, okay,
we're still there. We're still in that mode. We're still in that mode. Crawford, you almost hit a ball out earlier today. We'll send him to.
I just
Toronto.
Saw Miller make a play at third base.
Yeah. Listen, he's like a cat out there.
Looks pretty nice.
So I know I do a top 5 at 5 spike, but
you do.
Everyone talks about it.
Yep.
Doing like a little 5 at 3:45.
A mini top 5.
Yeah. The five fills I'm the most in on this year.
Okay.
Number one is Chris Sanchez.
Yep. That's fair.
Why don't you ever start with 5?
I don't know. This is no particular order.
Okay, so it's just 5 guys.
Yeah, just 5 guys. Okay. Just 5 guys. Yeah, I'm not one to separate. Chris Sanchez looks unbelievable. Up to 98 again the other day. Cy Young odds down to 2,500. I wouldn't be surprised if he leads the team in starters in ERA this year.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, that's quite a call. Yeah, well, I love Sanchez.
Next guy I'm in on, who I think is going to have a great year, is Ike's boy Aaron Nola.
Noles!
And it's only because of one thing.
What?
T-Mac talked about the other day that he talked to Noles, and Nola wants to work on fastballs down and away. And that's something that me in L.A.
L.A., that's an L.A. thing.
L.A.
L.A.'s like, I don't know what they teach these guys.
I know.
Just throw a fastball, low and away. They can't do anything with it.
Pressure's off Noles. He's like three, four now. I think we're getting a. I think we're getting a nice
number two.
A 3.2 ERA kind of year, Aaron Nola.
Oh, wow.
3.2 to 3.4.
Yeah. Okay.
Next guy I'm in on is Bryson Stott. He's had a great spring.
Into
Spike is a Stott head.
I am a Stott head. Like, I'm a Stott head and a Sanchez head.
Yeah. Yep. You're both of those guys. You see it. You got a good eye.
Yeah.
But he's had a great spring. And last year, I mean, maybe that arm injury really did derail his year. And he hit a ball yesterday 2 miles an hour harder than he has in his entire career. So I think that's interesting. And obviously the defense is the defense. Jose Alvarado, next guy, up to 101 already. He's throwing a curveball now, which he added another pitch. Makes, I think, him even harder to square up. And they need him because now that Strom's down for at least opening day, it seems like, and probably the 10 to 15 days after, they need Alvarado. And the final guy, and I think we're gonna like this guy. I think he's going to end the year as a top five offensive player for this team.
Oh, ooh. Kepler.
Is Max Kepler.
Wow, everybody's in on Kepler. I can feel it happening.
Yeah.
I can feel the Kepler stuff. Well,
works a good at bat.
Has to be better than it is a Whit Merrifield type signing. I'm not saying he is Merrifield. I'm saying that they're signing a guy who was good a couple of years ago, and they're hoping that he has it in him somewhere.
Yeah. I think Merrifield is more cooked, and they were signing Merrifield to just be like a –
utility
a bench
guy.
Piece.
Yep.
Kepler's their starting left fielder.
Yep, that's for sure. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. Hi, Ken. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. Hi, Ken.
Oh,
you know who I put that on?
I spoke to him 5 minutes ago.
That's
too long. Will in North Wales, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Hey, Fritz, Ike, and Spike, how you guys doing?
Good order.
Wrong
good
order. Order. Wrong
that's
order.
Okay.
The right order.
Yeah.
My mom says.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. I just want to know, before I get to my point, I just want to let you know, I just got done work, and usually, I listen to you during the week, but usually on Fridays, I'm a big music guy on the ride home, get the energy going for the weekend. And I just want to let you know, I'm back to you guys on Fridays. So
yeah!
You guys have great energy on Fridays.
I love it.
You know that.
I love it. Thank you, Will.
You guys really grow my excitement for the weekend.
So. Freestyle.
There we go.
We thrive on Fridays.
Did you catch the Blue Chew read?
Yeah.
I was just trying to get a pause out of you. So.
Yeah.
I knew that's where we were headed. I knew it.
Yeah.
I think Tornado Shapiro got enough, I think, for that. But I just want to say, do you guys think it's a good idea to maybe trade up for Tyler Warren and maybe like Bo Goddard?
Well, if you can.
Yeah, where is
Tyler Warren?
Is he the guy that
tight end from Penn State?
Is he the guy that what's his name keeps bringing up? Andrew bring him up or
probably.
Herb?
Well, yeah. Herb's a tight ends man. He wants four tight ends in the roster next year.
Where does a guy like that go in the draft?
Well, he's probably going to go top 15 at the latest.
Top 15, yeah.
He's going like 16, I think I've seen enough.
Well, I mean, that's going to cost you.
It's like Brock Bowers.
I mean, that costs you 32 and a two. Does it cost you another one?
Feels like that.
Yeah, that's a pretty big jump,
Yeah, we're not doing that for any offensive player. We can barely get the ball to our offensive guys now.
Yeah, can you imagine A.J. Brown's meltdown when they trade for a tight end that you want to throw to?
I was just thinking a little longer term. If you lose, you're going to have to lose Smith or Brown at some point, I think. Maybe not, but then you have at least a stud tight end. I don't know.
I agree with you. I don't know that this year is going to be a true judgment of whether you can spend that sort of money on wide receivers. Because there's just no way you can run the ball 60% of the time and spend $30 million a year on two wide receivers and say that you can't pay anybody on your defense. Like, aside from two guys. You know, like, you're going to have to score a bunch of points, and you're going to have to throw the ball. Both of those players are excellent. A.J. Brown is an unbelievable player. Devontae Smith is a great player. But the only way, I agree with you, you can't have all the money on the offense and be the seventh best offensive team in football.
Also, if I'm trading up for a guy, I think I'd rather trade up for an edge or a safety or, like, it's just not a priority. He's a great player. It just doesn't feel like a priority.
Yep.
Hey, Will, give us your go-to Brit.
I don't know if he was said already, but Michael Kane.
That's why we're doing it.
Come on.
But that's on me. That's on me. It's his birthday.
Okay.
He's 92.
A different British guy. Who am I going with? Oh, Idris Elba.
Hold on. Can we get the
two
third
for
one?
Two.
I guarantee you won't get the third one.
Yeah, you think he's going to go Cornwall?
Dude, Cornwallis. General Cornwallis.
Cornwallis, yeah.
Yeah, please. Respect our history.
Sorry. 215-592-9494. Your Friday afternoon show. Are you psyched for the Phillies? And the answer, it seems like a lot of people are not. And I guess I can't figure out if it's the Eagles thing or if it is you don't actually believe in the Phillies. And if you don't actually believe in the Phillies, I think you're wrong. If you are pumped, love to hear from you as well. And coming up next, you know, would love to hear Mike Mayock's sort of view on this Eagles offseason. Because I think a lot of people are talking themselves into it.
Mm-hmm.
I get talking yourself into it, but Mayock has always called it down the middle.
Yeah.
So Mike Mayock will join us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.